With more than 10,000 cases of COVID-19 among Alaska residents, Skagway is one of the last boroughs to report a case. Borough Manager Brad Ryan says Skagway's Emergency Operations Center takes the development very seriously. Residents are asked to shelter in place until contact tracing is complete.
Well, the obvious concern is we're a very small, tiny community, so we have a lot of contact with each other. So the first concern is, you know, limiting that contact for a short amount of time so that we don't spread it throughout the entire town.
Ryan says that means limiting activity, travel, and business functions to only the most basic and essential needs.
We've sent all our staff home, or not all of our staff, but most of our staff home. We've issued a shelter in place for the community. We're contacting businesses now to limit access to the public. School has just let out.
The school district sent students home early on Wednesday. The superintendent confirmed there will be no school Thursday while the district evaluates emerging information from the state's health department. So far, all that is known is the case was identified after a resident was tested at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. State public health nurses are conducting contact tracing to try to pinpoint the origin of the virus. Skagway has been extra vigilant because of its size. Much of its economy is riding on the cruise ships returning next year. The borough is using its federal pandemic relief to pay $1,000 monthly to each man, woman, and child in the borough to keep residents from leaving. But barring another pandemic relief bill passing Congress, it's unlikely for that to continue in 2021. Anyone who has come into contact with the infected person is being asked to self-quarantine for 14 days and undergo two tests before going out in public or mixing with others. The typical incubation period for the virus is between 2 and 14 days. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.